for the debut of They Might Be Giants at Nelsonville Festival. John Flansburgh from They Might Be Giants is on the phone. Good morning, sir.
Is this Brian?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Brian. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, too. It's been a while. I know I've always said that They Might Be Giants are perhaps the most decorated artists in the history of live performance on this radio station. I think you've
Accessorize, glamorize. That's our credo.
That's right. Well, you guys you guys are hard at it, rehearsing for your headline set tomorrow. You would think after all these years, you guys wouldn't need to rehearse anymore.
That's a good question. I think the truth is there's a lot of technical stuff. I mean, like if you look at like that recent show with Radiohead, where was it? Not Bonnaroo, out in Coachella.
Yeah.
Obviously, I think the production people wish they'd had another production rehearsal. You know, there's just a lot of little things that hold it together. It's not, I wouldn't say like we're, sticklers for, I mean, I think we're pretty much just sticklers for a good time, but the truth is there's just a lot of cables that can break
right.
in a road case as they're being packed away for the last time. I think if we were just tossed up on stage and somebody said, like, do a show, we could do a pretty good job, but, we feel a little bit more responsible than that.
Well, I should hope so. Thank you for taking responsibility for your performance. And I know I saw you guys when you were at the Newport last, I don't know, a year and a half ago, and it was a great time. I don't even know how you guys arrive at a set list at this point because you have, I don't know, how many songs do you have?
We're working on our 20th album, and most of the albums have like 20 songs on, so what's the quick math on that? I mean, it's like, those are, and then there's like a lot of other, stuff we've done for TV.
Yeah.
But yeah. Wow, so thinking of the Newport and thinking of shows going wrong, we did a show there probably 10 years ago where there was the entire power grid of the city went out.
Oh, jeez.
And it was very, very strange because the room was suddenly completely black. There was absolutely no lights and no fire exits were on. It was truly bizarre.
Are you good in an emergency, John? Did you panic?
No, we actually sort of moved into sort of local politician mode and tried to sort of keep people calm, and then we got people to leave and come back in an hour, which seemed like a better strategy than having them stay for an hour because if the show wasn't going to happen, at least we'd be able to lock the door.
Well, that's good. Safety first.
Just keep the angry crowd on the other side.
Well, there's no angry people to They Might Be Giants show. It's a celebration. You are, of course, the main stage headliner tomorrow night at 9:30 at Nelsonville Festival.
Tell me about the show. Tell me about Nelsonville. I don't know, but I was looking at like previous years, and it seems like it's a pretty big deal.
It is great, and it's so eclectic. I mean, like last year they had Randy Newman as one of the headliners. And Emmylou Harris, I know, they always save a spot for a legendary, old school performer, and she certainly fits the bill. Ween is playing this year.
That's great.
They're sort of, as far as duos go, they're sort of the Stones and you guys are the Beatles. They're sort of the dark side and you guys are a little more of the sunny side. What do you think of that?
I love Ween personally.
Oh, me too.
I think they're a really super talented group. The guitar, it's interesting for me just as a guitar player to hear how much they've evolved musically because like there's a lot of really great musicianship in that band.
Absolutely.
Like really good, really great guitar playing, and it's an exciting thing that's happening with them.
John Flansburgh from They Might Be Giants is on the line. Yeah, Nelsonville is in the country, and it's a very idyllic setting, lots of trees. Are you an outdoorsy sort of guy?
I'm kind of an indoorsman. I'm in my apartment in New York City, and it looks like a lot of people were here last night, and it's all kind of smashed up, but I like a nice. I went to Antioch in Yellow Springs, so I sort of know the terrain a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's gorgeous. You'll love it. They even have a stage on the back porch of a restored historic cabin on the site.
Wow!
Yeah, take that in. Make sure that you spend some time on the grounds, just taking it all in. It's a great time. It's very chill. And
yeah, well, we're coming in tonight, so we'll be perusing the festivities.
Cool. And don't forget the bug spray. So I understand you're working on a new album in the studio where you made Flood. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. It's called Reservoir now. Back then it was called Skyline. When we were, you know, Flood was the, we had made a couple of indie records in studios that were about the size of like your shoe. Mm-hmm. And when we got the major label deal, it was, you know, for them it was very important that we like make a hit record and everything be kind of just so. So we were put into this very deluxe situation and it seemed very different for us, but the actual place, it was owned by Nile Rodgers. I actually think Like a Virgin was recorded there, but I know all the Vaughn brothers, like the CV Ray Vaughn records, and a lot of Nile Rodgers like later hits were made there. Love Shack was recorded there.
Wow.
It's just a great sort of venerable New York City studio, not like the most famous one, not absolutely notorious like Power Station or something, but it's just a fun place to work, and it's really beautiful. It's in the Phil Spector movie, in the Al Pacino, like when he pulls out the gun and shoots it into the ceiling. That's Skyline.
Oh,
that's
really
right. Yeah,
so
that's right. That's,
is there like bullet holes in the ceiling then?
I think it was a fake gun.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's supposed to be California, so
yeah. I got you. All right, it's a Neve console studio too.
I oh, yeah, yeah, it's super fancy.
From Dave Grohl's movie Sound City, where Neil Young said that Neve consoles are mathematically correct, and that's important for They Might Be Giants, I know. Right?
The Neve console is great. I mean, it does sort of make a difference, but it's sort of like, it's a little bit more like, driving around with good tires on your car. I don't know if it's exactly, like, it doesn't make your a better song, you know. It just doesn't give you the gift of a good song. It's just very nice.
And in the meantime, while you're working on that, people should check out Phone Power, which is a collection from the resurrected Dial a Song service. For the uninitiated, what is that?
Well, years ago, back when phone machines were kind of like a novelty thing, like before they were ubiquitous, we basically bought a phone machine and just had a phone line that would play a different song every day. We had like a backlog of like 30 songs that we'd rotate in new songs, and it was just a way for people to find out about the band. I mean, it was, you know, it was, we kind of flourished in obscurity for a bunch of years in Brooklyn in the mid 80s, early 80s, and it was really just a way for us to kind of leapfrog over the gatekeepers of like rock clubs and record companies. And you know, it was a very different time back then in terms of the culture. There was just, you couldn't just say it, when I think about the difference between then and now, people just can really reach out to the world, and if the world digs it, the world quickly responds. That was so the opposite then. It's hard to even imagine in a way like how much approval you had to get from official people.
Yeah, I got you. Well, it was a great idea. It was pre-internet, and then you brought it back, and Phone Power is a collection of songs that you shared on Dial a Song, including, and I'll leave you with this, when did you write the song Sold My Mind to the Kremlin? Is that spooky?
Well, the Kremlin's been around for a long time.
Well, I realize that, but it seems to have taken on sort of a new sheen, if you will.
Yes, it does seem more prescient.
Yes. No yes. Comment from you, huh? We'll just leave it at that.
Right, I just resist, y'all.
All right. John Flansburgh from They Might Be Giants will be headlining tomorrow at Nelsonville Music Festival. Don't look for John in the campground. He is an indoorsy type, as he just told us.
Well, I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a blast.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's a great festival. You will have such a great time. And, of course, we will as well. Checking you out tomorrow night live, nelsonvillefest.org. For times and bands and so forth, 9:30 tomorrow night, the headliner, They Might Be Giants. Thank you so much, John.
Yeah, Ween's on Saturday night.
Yeah, safe travels. We'll see you down there this weekend.
Thank you so much, Brian.